We read from Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you, and my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings. We pray. Lord, to whom else shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. Amen. Do you remember playing hide-and-seek when you were a kid? Maybe you had a favorite hiding spot that you would go to again and again, sure that nobody would find you there. As you got older, perhaps you still had a hiding place, but not really for playing games. More like a place to go to get away from everything. A place to find some peace and some safety. For some people, this is something like reading or playing a sport or exercising. But what about a rock? Did you ever hide in a rock? King David, the author of our text, did. And if there was anyone ever that needed a place to hide time and time again, it was David. His life was filled with all kinds of difficulties, with many trials and temptations. And yet, time and time again, David turned to the rock that is higher than I, he says in our text. That rock, we know from the rest of Scripture, is Jesus Christ. The rock of our salvation. The foundation of the church. The stone which the builders rejected. The rock of ages. And he is our hiding place too. Our text shows us why. Because he leads us there. Because he is higher than us, and because he is a strong tower against the enemy. You know, it's a pretty important feature of a hiding place that it's accessible. It doesn't matter how good a place is, but if it's too high, like you can't reach it, or too far away, or too dangerous, it's pretty useless. You got to be able to get there. And we have this problem by nature. Christ is the perfect hiding place, but we can't come to him. We can't find our way to him. David knew this well. After his great sin with Bathsheba, he turned away from God for a time. He was living in impenitence. And so God came to him through the prophet Nathan to call him to repentance, to lead him back to that rock. We can't find our way on our own. It's no surprise then that so many people in this world flee to other rocks for safety. Things which are fine in themselves, but can't give us what Christ gives. Things like family, friends. We need Jesus to be our rock. Only he can give us true peace and comfort. It's wonderful then to see what David says. Notice he prays, Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. He knew he couldn't get there on his own. And so with us also, our Heavenly Father sends His Holy Spirit into our hearts day after day through the Word to lead us back again and again to find peace and forgiveness and safety in that rock. Another important feature of a hiding place is that it gives you some protection. You know, if you were out caught in a thunderstorm and you were looking for a place to hide, I suppose that a cave in a large rock would work pretty well. Give you protection from the wind and the rain, and also, because it's higher than you, it would give you protection from lightning. You've probably heard that lightning tends to strike the highest point around, and you don't want to be that point. Well, we have just such a rock as this in Jesus Christ. Because he is bigger than us, higher than us, he can protect us from the storms of this life. And this must have been extremely comforting to David. Through all the trials of his life, and especially here, it was presumed that this psalm was written when he fled Jerusalem because his son Absalom had rebelled against him and was seeking to kill him. Can you imagine that? What a terrible thing. David must have felt very small, very weak. Must have thrown his hands in the air and said, oh, what can I do about this? But he knew where to turn. To the Word. To his Savior. To the rock that was higher than he. To the one who holds all things in the palms of his hands and who spreads his wings over his people and showers us with his grace and mercy. Perhaps you have felt like David. Have you ever felt small and weak and helpless. Like there was nothing that you could do. The storms of this life come upon us and we have no ability to protect ourselves from them. Whether it's something huge, like a friend or a family member turning against you, even seeking to kill you, like with David, or something seemingly small, like a bad grade on a test, we're not equipped to cope with them. And then when we have to deal with the guilt and pain of our own sinfulness, we're too small for that too. But we can turn with David to the rock that is higher than us, to the one who is bigger, who works all things for the good of his church, the one who has proved it again and again throughout the ages in the lives of his saints, and most of all proved it on Calvary's cross, where Jesus became the highest point and took the lightning bolt of the Father's judgment in your place and mine. The guilt and pain of your sin and mine surged through his body that day so that he could provide us with a place to hide, safe from the guilt of our sin, safe from the storms of this life, where we could find forgiveness. This is also what makes Jesus a strong tower against the enemy. You know, if you're looking for a place to fight a battle, and the enemy that you're fighting is much greater than yourself, you want something that'll give you a defensive advantage. And so you know from history how 300 Spartans defended a narrow mountain pass against an immeasurably larger foe. In the Middle Ages, they built castles for the same reason. David also had a stronghold, but it wasn't thick or high walls. It wasn't a narrow mountain pass. It wasn't the few small stones that he chose or the sling which he had made. David did not step forward fearless in the face of Goliath because of his own great strength or skill. He did so because he knew where he stood, in the rock that was higher than he. So no matter how much stronger, how much greater Goliath was, David knew that standing in that rock, victory was a sure thing. And so it is for us. We have enemies too. Paul tells us about them in Ephesians. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. These are our enemies, the devil, the world, our own sinful flesh, and they are dreadfully strong. We can't stand up to them on our own. Often we try to. We try to stand up to the world's luring call, and we fail. We so often are conformed to the world instead of transformed into Jesus' image. We try to stand up to our own flesh and resist temptation by some strength of will that we have, and we fail. We try to stand up to Satan's accusations by saying, oh, well, I did something else good to make up for that sin, and we fail time and time again. But instead, we can flee, we can run and hide in Jesus, the rock that is higher than us, who has already won the victory for us. He did it on the cross. He did it when he rose. He did it when he ascended into heaven, and he's doing it right now at the Father's right hand. He has destroyed death and hell and Satan. He has washed away our sinful flesh. Victory is a sure thing. And so, throughout all the ages of our life, whatever trials come upon you, whatever temptations assail you, you have a hiding place in Jesus. Because he leads you there. Because he is higher than you. And because he is a strong tower against the enemy. Let us ever then pray with David, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Amen. We close with hymn 376, verses 1 and 2.